that Ma Chag HaMatzah is also the Chag of Pesach. Toyin Lina. Because Loch, when you go to the early regular, you bring Kabbonis the first day of Pesach, you can't go home Mitzvah Pesach. You have to wait till at least the first day of Chol HaMoed. You have to sleep overnight there. So Mitzvah Lina. Is Av Chag of Sukkot. So then when you come to the early regular on Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, you can't go Mitzvah Yom Tif. You have to wait till at least the first morning of Chol HaMoed. Is Av Chag of Sukkot. Toyin Lina. You have to sleep overnight. Rashi says, Toyin Lino, Leil Chol HaShemar. The first night of Chol HaMoed, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim and then go on the next day. For the Gemara of Hossam, there by Chag HaMatzah Minolon, how do we know you have this mitzvah of Lino? Samara says, the Pesach says in Devarim, Ufonisa Ba'Boika, you first turn the next morning, Volach L'Lecha, then you can go home. Now, what does in the morning mean? It doesn't mean the first day Yom Tif, you can't travel on Yom Tif. So it means, in the morning, means not Mitzvah Yom Tov, but wait till the next morning, go on the first morning of Chol HaMoed. Shrashi Fonisa Babaikam, the Yom Tov Lekamakor, the apostle doesn't say go on Yom Tov. Shirehu Yoim, Shechyu Voli Royis Bazara. Shrashi doesn't stop say because you can't travel, you can be living close by, but stop, that's the Mitzvah Soil Regal to be there the first day. So therefore, the apostle says go home in the morning, you can't mean the first day, you warm a kind of Mitzvah yet. So Pshit, that means the morning of the second day, that's the right, you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim the first night when you're Oyler Regal. Now the Gemara Sakasha, the Tanakama that says you have to have three regolim to be over Baltacha. Tidashins, the Chaga Matzois, the Chaga Shruz, the Chaga Sukkos of Baltacha. Who are then according to Reb Shimon, that also says that you need all three words for Baltacha, and as the Seder, that Pesach is the first. So according to them, Tashlum merely atzeres minolu, they're not extra. So we don't learn out the Shavuos from Chag HaMatzos. So how do they know the halacha that if you don't bring the carbon the first day Shavuos, you have a Tashlum all 7 days? Where do we learn out Tashlumim for Chag HaSukkos, for Chag HaShavuos? For the Gemara, Tashlumim li atzeres minolu, how do they know it? So our answer is, Nafkul, they'll learn it out, Midetoni Rabba Bashmuel, where Rabba Bashmuel learns out. The Tony Rabba Bashmuel, that Omer Torah, the Torah says, Mona Yomim, you count days, the Kiddush Chodesh. We know you count the days, the new Rosh Chodesh starts, count at least 29 days, then the 30th day, if they saw the new moon, becomes Rosh Chodesh. But you count Rosh Chodesh according to the days, and therefore, how long is Rosh Chodesh? 1 day. The same thing, Mona Yomim, the Kiddush Atzeres, count the days from Pesach until Shavuos, and then you Mekadesh the Shavuos. So it's like this, Ma Chodesh, just like by the month. How many days is Rosh Chodesh? 1 day. Why? Because you count according to the days. Ma Chodesh Lemenuyov, to the days you count, it's 1 day. Afatzer, same thing by Chag HaShavuos Lemenuyov, that we count 7 weeks. And since we count 7 weeks, you count the weeks. So therefore, Shavuos has a din of a week. And therefore, what it means is, there's Tashlum Mol Shiva. If you don't bring the korban on Chag HaShavuos the first day, you have 7 days to make up for it. Drashi mona yomim shenemar ad chodesh yomim. The kiddush chodesh bekabonis means the mitzvah to bring the musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So ma chodesh kedusha echem imenuyim. It's kodesh one of the days you counted. B'yoyim Rosh Chodesh hu makriv zman hukfulhem echem imenuyim. One of the days that's counted by. So same thing up at Teres also. When you bring your kabonisov, the yechid has the extension, the length of what you count. And you count the weeks. It says, Sheva Shabbosai Timimus Tiyanu. So, but since you count the weeks, that's a svara that you have a week to make up for the Tashlumi and the Kabonis of Chag HaShavuos. The Mor Sakash, but still maybe Eima at Tzeres Chag Yom, and maybe Shavuos only has 1 day, the Yom Tov is 1 day, and the Kabonis is only for 1 day. Why? Because you count days. We count, 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. So Amarov answers back and says, no. Otu, do you think Atzeres by the counting of the Svira, Yomim Minyanim, we only count the 49 days? Shavuah Lamin, you don't count the weeks? No, there's a mitzvah to both. V'yomama, we learned the Gemara in the Menachah says that mitzvah Lamim Neyomim, true, there's a mitzvah to count 49 days, but a mitzvah Lamim Neyomim is also a mitzvah to count the weeks, 7 weeks. And therefore, it's a swear to say the Kabbonis of Shavuos is totally in weeks. You have a full week for a Tashlumim of the Kabbonis of Shavuos. Rashi says, maybe it's only 1 day. The Yechziva says, Tishbru Chamishim Yoim. The Gemara says, no, they're mitzvahs both. That the Pesukim said both, like it says, Taka Tisper Chamishim Yoim, but it also says, Shava Shavuos, Tisper Lechom. So it's a mitzvah to count the weeks, and therefore a Tashlum of the Korban is totally in 7 days. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. And the Gemara says, V'yoyed, and secondly, Chag Shavuos, Ksiv. It says Chag Shavuos. That's the Chag of the weeks. I mean to say that Rav Azza admits to count the weeks. And therefore, this Chag for sure has a Tashlum of Vos Kabonis for 7 days. Now the Gemara says, O Pesach Ba Mikro B'Regolim Hu. Gemara Sakash again, the Braisa says that Pesach also Roba Ba Tachar. Which we mashmal, you have like three, according to the first man, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, you have three regolim to be over about Tachar of Pesach. For at the Gemara Pesach, Zimna Kaviyalei, there's a special time when you can bring a Korban Pesach. Only Yudalit, Erev Pesach. E Akrevei, Akrevei, if you brought it on Erev Pesach, very good. But Vili Akrevei, you didn't bring it then on Yudalit Benisin, Itchilei, that's it, you missed it. Can't bring it later. What do you mean over about Tachar? There's no korban after Pesach. So how could korban Pesach be nichlal in these chiyuvim to bring that you have three regalim to bring? So first the Gemara says Omer Chizda. Chizda says Pesach kidei naspas. Pesach is brought down like not doesn't really belong here. It said ma'isa. It said ma'isa. It said b'chor u'ma'isa Pesach. So usually you always say these three things together. But here it only means Bechor, Korban Bechor, or Maisa, Maisa Beima. These two Kabbonis have a Batacha. Pesach is only Agav, it's Kedei Nasa, it doesn't really belong here. But by Pesach it doesn't pass a Batacha. Either you bring it on Erev Pesach, or else you don't bring it, but there's no Batacha to bring it later. That's one terrace. Now the Gemara answers, Rashesha says, my Pesach, you know what the Braisa means by Pesach? It means Shalmei Pesach. It means to say if you set aside a Korban Pesach to bring, and then you lost it, and you before Erev Pesach, and you brought another one instead, and then later you found it. So Lachar is that first Korban Pesach turns out to be now a Korban Shlomim. Now it's Lachar to be brought like a Korban Shlomim, and therefore if you don't bring it within Gimel Regolim, you're over Baal Tacha. Rashi says, O Pesach Ba Mikra Regolimu, the Kamalei Tana says Liyeh about Tacha. The Shols are going by three Regolim, but Re'ein the Yochel Akrivel of Yudal Benis. There's only one day to bring the Korban Pesach. So Re'ein says Shalmei Pesach. She says Bishaloi Korban Zman. You didn't bring the Korban the right time. Why? Shovet was lost. But in Schab of Yachi, you brought a different Korban. So Re'ein says Kapora. Mashman a Korban Pesach also has a Kapora to it. When it's Kapa B'Yacharu, therefore what happens, the first Korban Pesach becomes into a Shlomim. We're Dashim Sukkim for this, because the Nafzim B'Psachim, the Oysa Shlom, that Shlomim now, if you wait, Gimur Regom, you're over Baltacha. For at the Gemara, so, Hain Shlomim, the Brisa says already Shlomim, I've got to say twice, the word Shlomim for, so what's that Nechanami? Tone Shlomim HaBoyim Machmas Pesach, says one, a Shlomim that comes because it was thought out to be a Korban Pesach, but Tana then the Brisa says Shlomim boy machas masa regular Korban Shlomim. But still, what do you have to say both for? Mor says there's a chiddush here, because otherwise Salka Daita Chaminich. I would have thought to say Ha Yolo machmas Pesach Kosoi. Since the Maisa this Shalmei Pesach is coming because of a Korban Pesach, you lost it, and now it turns over to become into a Korban Shlomim. So I would have thought to say, even though it's a din of a Shlomim now, maybe.